I will move to the next item, which is my report of this meeting. We had, on the past 2 days, we have been holding our first meeting of 2015 here in Zurich. And this is the first time that the trustees have held a meeting in Switzerland, an event that was long overdue given Switzerland's importance as a major financial center and the fact that many Swiss-listed companies use IFRS. We started with a stakeholder event, which I would mention because it was a very lively one, just jointly hosted with our friends and colleagues at Treuhand Kammer, the Swiss Institute of Certified Accountants and Tax Experts, to whom we are very grateful for their warm welcome. We are also grateful to our friends at the Swiss GAAP FER Foundation for their support. The theme of the event was IFRS and Continental Europe. We were honored to have Dominique Burgi, the president of Treuhand Kammer, give the opening remarks, after which Hans Hogevorst, the chair of the ISB, presented a keynote speech, and that speech is available from the IFRS website. And this was followed by a lively panel discussion, ably moderated by another long-standing friend and colleague, Christoph Hütten of SAP, who is a former vice chairman of the IFRS Advisory Council. We had a meeting with the Monitoring Board, this body that supervises the organization. This was the first occasion that the trustees as a whole have met with the expanded membership of the Monitoring Board, with representatives of the capital market authorities from Brazil and Korea having joined in 2014. The papers for this meeting are available from the IFRS website. We updated the Monitoring Board on several important topics. Firstly, we presented an update on our strategic planning, setting out the four primary goals for the Foundation to pursue in its strategic plan for 2015-2017, and I will say more about this in a few moments. Second, we presented an update on governance developments, including the progress on a number of reviews being conducted by the Foundation: the review of our structure and effectiveness, the review of the Accounting Standards Advisory Forum, ASAF. Both of these were subject of more detailed discussions by the trustees, as I will outline shortly. And thirdly, we updated the Monitoring Board on the Foundation's financial plan and funding. On their side, the Monitoring Board updated the trustees on a number of issues, in particular their ongoing efforts to expand the membership of the Monitoring Board in line with the recommendation of their last review of the Foundation's governance. Hans Hogevorst provided the Monitoring Board with an update on the ISB's technical activities. He outlined the major achievements of 2014 with the publication of both IFRS 15 on revenue recognition and IFRS 9 on financial instruments. He then focused on the major challenges of 2015, being the finalization of the standards on leases and insurance contracts, as well as the progress being made on the conceptual framework. And finally, we took the opportunity to present to the Monitoring Board the updated position on the findings of the Foundation's Jurisdictional Profiles project, as part of which we have developed a central source of information to chart jurisdictional progress towards the global adoption of a single set of financial reporting standards. The presentation by the project leader, Paul Pachter, is on the Foundation's website, and I would commend all those with an interest in global financial reporting to take a look. the results show that of the 138 jurisdictions that we have profiled, no less than 114, 83% of the profiles, require IFRS for all or most domestic publicly accountable entities, listed companies, and financial institutions. Most of the remaining 24 jurisdictions that do not yet require IFRS for all or most domestic publicly accountable entities already permit IFRS for at least some of those entities. These figures demonstrate the extraordinary progress made in the global adoption of IFRS since the establishment of the IASB in 2001. We then moved to the meeting of the trustees themselves. It was a very productive meeting. We started with a discussion on the strategic overview 2015-2017. We agreed a strategic plan for the period 2015-2017 that sets out four primary goals as follows. The goal number one is to develop in the public interest a single set of high-quality, understandable, enforceable, and globally accepted financial reporting standards based upon clearly articulated principles as outlined in the Foundation's Constitution. Goal number two is to pursue the goal of global adoption of IFRS. This is in line with the recommendation of the trustees in their strategy review in February 2012 that the Foundation must remain committed to the long term of global adoption of IFRS as developed by the IASB. Goal number three, to support consistent application and implementation of IFRS globally. Goal number four, ensuring the continued independence, stability, and accountability of the IFRS Foundation. Further details on this plan are included in the paper to the Monitoring Board, available from the website. We then considered a draft mission statement for the organization. And this mission statement is designed to provide a clear, concise, and appealing narrative that helps a wider audience understand the importance of our organization's work to the capital markets and the broader world economy. The trustees welcomed the initiative, made some helpful suggestions on the document, which will be finalized in the very near future. We then talked about the review of the structure and the effectiveness of the IFRS Foundation. The Trustees Executive Committee received an update on the progress of the review of structure and effectiveness of the IFRS Foundation and gave it and determined its next steps, including a draft of a possible public consultation document on the review. The members of the Executive Committee gave their suggestions and comments on the draft and asked the staff to prepare a revised version, taking account of their views, which will be considered by the full Board of Trustees at the meeting in April 2015. I should remind you that this is consistent with the decision we made in Mexico in October, whereby we decided that the Executive Committee should serve as a sort of pilot body to deal with the whole operation and regularly report for approval and comment to the full Board of Trustees. The next item was the follow-up to the trustee body evaluation we conducted last year. During 2014, the trustees carried out a self-evaluation exercise which has resulted in a number of helpful ideas for the trustees to improve their own effectiveness as a body in terms of both organizational and strategic issues for the foundation. At this meeting, the trustees noted the actions that have been taken following the self-evaluation and decided on a number of further actions to be taken forward For example, making more efficient use of the time available during trustee meetings, providing greater continuity in the discussion between those meetings. Review of the Accounting Standards Advisory Forum was the next item. We were updated on the progress of the review of ASAF, and we were informed that in November 2014, a questionnaire has been circulated to ASAF members to seek their views on all aspects of ASAF's operations after a period of 2 years of experience. At the same time, a questionnaire had been made available on the website for all members of the National Accounting Standard Setting Community to submit their views. And the trustees noted that overall, the responses to both questionnaires were positive, with respondents agreeing with the objectives and scope of ASAF activities as set out in the group's 2013 terms of reference and memorandum of understanding with the IASB. There were some differences of views in terms of issues, such as membership, size of the group, plus some communication issues between ASAF members and other national standard setters in their region. The preliminary feedback suggests that there are some areas where improvement or further investigation is needed, which will be looked at. And the trustees confirm that on next steps, the staff should seek the views of ISB members and technical staff and input from the Advisory Council before discussing the findings and any proposals for change with the ASAF at its meeting in March 2015. Subject to these discussions, the plan was that for the trustees to consider a draft review report with recommendation at the meeting in April in Toronto, as well as issuing a call for nominations for the next cycle of ASAF members, with the aim of ASAF holding its first meeting with a revised membership in July. We then moved to funding update. We reviewed the latest position with regard to jurisdictional funding contribution. While there was an increase in some contribution received in 2014 compared to the previous year, there remain challenges with some jurisdictions. And as in previous meetings, the trustees discussed the need to encourage all jurisdictions that benefit from the use of IFRS to contribute towards the cost of its development. On that occasion, we also discussed the funding structure and the possible evolution in the three-tier system we have with regard to funding today: the publicly sponsored funding, the intellectual property funding, the commercial activities funding, and our relationship with some important contributors. This is an ongoing issue where we have to devote some time, I have to say, at each of our meetings, as the system has not yet been totally stabilized. We then had a discussion on international developments. We had a useful exchange of views with Jim Schnur, the recently appointed chief accountant of the US SEC. Jim was here in his capacity as a representative of the SEC at the IFRS Monitoring Board. He provided an update on the SEC's ongoing consideration of domestic use of IFRS and the latest incarnation of that being so-called the fourth alternative. While the details of this are still to be worked out, we understand that this foresees the SEC permitting U.S. companies to voluntarily provide supplementary IFRS disclosures in addition to their U.S. GAAP reporting. We appreciate Jim exploring ways forward on IFRS so early on in his tenure, and we look forward to seeing how this work progresses. We also discussed with Jim Schnur the growing shortfall in the U.S. contribution to the funding of the IFRS Foundation, and we've asked the SEC to continue to explore options for placing on a more durable basis the U.S. funding arrangements, having in mind the fact that, as I mentioned previously, the so-called publicly sponsored contributions can be organized at the country level in different ways according to the specificities of these countries, that we are talking to countries and relying on them to find the relevant way to provide their contribution to the organization. We then had a technical update by Hans Høgevorst on the work of the IASB, with a particular focus on the projects on leases and insurance contracts. Leases is evolving quite significantly. We have discussions with our U.S. colleagues, but clearly the board is about to come to some conclusion on leases. Insurance contracts, as was explained to us, is a more complex one, at least for one part of the activity which deals with the contributing contracts, and that raises quite complex issues. We finally dealt with a number of other matters I will mention to conclude. We approved a revised memorandum of understanding with IFAC, the International Federation of Accountants, and we will consider this, the IFAC board will consider this at its March meeting. We had an update on the Foundation's Investors in Financial Reporting program. This is a program which is designed to improve the IASB's engagement with the buy-side investors community. The first phase of the program had been launched successfully in December 2014 with participation by 10 of the leading global asset managers and asset owners. And we want to develop this relationship with investors, which is obviously key for an organization such as the IFRS Foundation, which is fundamentally working for the investors and market participants. And an update on a review of the Foundation's intellectual property policy has been started. It's a complex one, and we will devote some time in the future to dig into this question of intellectual property. We updated the membership of trustee committees for 2015, and the details will be made public shortly on the website. We then had the report on the activity of the Asia-Oceania Office, a new body that was set up a couple of years ago and that is taking off quite remarkably, and we foresee developments not only in Japan but in the region to serve as a link with our London office and window for those who want to participate in the regional approach to the development of IFRS. And finally, we had a first discussion on the location for meetings for the meetings in 2016. We didn't make a decision yet. We will postpone this until our next meeting in Toronto. So that completes a fairly long and comprehensive report, and I'm ready to answer any question. I suppose that after 2 days of long discussions, the trustees are happy with what we have done. And if there are no questions, I will close the session. Thank possible observers listening to us on the website. And I will close the meeting after having again thanked our Swiss hosts and also expressed our compliments to the organizers of the meeting, to the staff. As usual, everything went very smoothly, and I have to say that in the session we had between ourselves a few minutes ago, a number of board members expressed great satisfaction with the way this meeting was organized and went. So thanks to all of those who prepared it. It's hard work, and we are very grateful for your commitment to this. Having said that, I thank you for your presence, support. I wish you all the best, and we will meet next time in Toronto.
Can I just say thank you to Jenny Cale? Jenny is our Mary Poppins. She works so hard. I just you shouldn't underestimate what a treasure we have with her.